on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to this episode on a sad occasion. Today is the martyrdom anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her. So please accept our condolences on this day.
Ya Fatima, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki 'inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n. Ya Fatima, ishfa'i li fil jannah, fa inna laki 'inda Allahi sha'nan min ash-sha'n.
Today, Saturday, is the 10th of Rabiul Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. corresponding to the 14th of Aban, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of November, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. In this episode, we learn more about Lady Fatima Masuma, an example of purity.
Allahumma inni as'aluka an takhtim li bis-sa'adah فلا تسلب مني ما أنا فيه ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
The title of Ma'asuma was given to this noble lady by her brother, Imam Ali al-Raza, peace be upon him. It is worth noting that this title was awarded to her after her death, and she was not referred to by this name during her lifetime. Several scholars believe that some of the noble personalities from the household of the Holy Prophet, such as Lady Zainab, peace be upon her, Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam, and Lady Fatima Masuma alayha salam, due to their proximity to the Masumin, have acquired a high state of purity. Infallibility has two meanings: infallible from error and infallible from sin. When speaking of the infallibility of Masumin alayhim assalam, both these meanings apply. But when speaking about special and noble people, as those mentioned before, the latter meaning of infallible from sin is meant. So as I told you, today is the demise anniversary of Lady Masuma, peace be upon her, whose holy shrine is in this city, the city of Qom in Iran. We offer our condolences on this sad occasion.
When we mention the great woman of Islam, usually the list includes a Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, a Sayyida Zainab, Ummul Banin, and a Sayyida Khadija alayha salam. But a great personality, amongst the greatest female personalities of Ahlul Bayt alayhimu salam, was a woman, and that is a Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma alayha salam. A Sayyida Fatima, the daughter of al-Imam al-Kazim and the sister of al-Imam al-Ridha alayha salam. A Sayyida Fatima al-Ma'suma was a woman of nobility, a woman of great virtue, of great piety and righteousness. And you can see today millions of people visiting her shrine in the holy city of Qom. I don't know how many of you have had the honor of going to the city of Qom and visiting the shrine of a Sayyida Ma'suma alayha salam. She is one of the greatest women of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that most of us don't know too much about. Yes, I know there's a shrine of someone, Fatima al-Ma'suma, but what do we know about her? Her virtues. What have the imams said about Fatima al-Ma'suma alayha salam? Most people don't know. To show you her greatness, it suffices to go back to the traditions of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt and to see what the Imams said about her. When we go back to the traditions of the Imams, you will notice that three Imams of Ahlul Bayt all encouraged visiting the grave of a Sayyida Ma'suma alayha salam. Three Imams of Ahlul Bayt. Not only did they encourage their Shia to visit her grave, but they all said one word: whoever visits the shrine of a Sayyida Ma'suma, of a Sayyida Fatima in Qom, wajabat lahul jannah. That individual will earn paradise. That individual will be entitled to paradise. Man zaraha wajabat lahul jannah. This has been said, number one, by Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, her grandfather. Even before she was born, the hadith says that Imam al-Sadiq one day said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ حَرَمًا وَهُوَ مَكَّةٌ. There are certain holy places that are attributed to Allah or Ahlul Bayt. Number one is Mecca. It is the haram of Allah. It is the sanctuary of Allah. And then he said, وَلِرَسُولِهِ حَرَمًا. وهو المدينة. And the Holy Prophet has a place of sanctuary, and that is where Medina, where he is buried. ولأمير المؤمنين حرم وهو الكوفة. The sanctuary of Imam Ali is Al-Kufa, Najaf today. And then he says, ولنا حرم. And we Ahlul Bayt, meaning the other Imams that came after, we have a haram, a sanctuary, a place that is holy. وَهُوَ قَوْم. Al-Imam al-Sadiq says that the sanctuary, the haram of us Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam is the city of Qom.
As-salamu
alayhi.
As-salamu alayhi.
About her, and now the knowledge of this lady, Lady Masuma alayha salam. Even as a child, her level of knowledge and spiritual awareness was very high, as seen in a narration. One Friday, a number of Shia went to the city of Medina to meet Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, to get some questions answered. But when they reached the house of Imam, they were informed that he was away on a journey. They decided to write their questions and entrust this to the family of the Imam. After a few days in Medina, the Shia decided to return home before their homeward journey. They passed by Imam's house to say their farewells, and here they were given their paper back with all the questions answered. The replies to their queries had been provided by Lady Fatima Masuma alayha salam, who at that time was only 6 years old. On their journey home, they happened to meet Imam Kazim alayhi salam. They related to the Imam the event that had occurred. The Imam asked to see the paper with the questions answered by Lady Fatima Masuma alayha salam. After studying her replies, the Imam remarked, Fedaha Abuha, may her father be sacrificed for her. On the sad occasion of Lady Masuma's demise, we offer our condolences to all Muslims all around the world.
As-salamu alayk, as-salamu alayk, as-salamu alayk, ya bint Rasulillah, as-salamu. فاطمة وخديجة السلام عليك يا بنت أمير المؤمنين السلام عليك يا بنت الحسن والحسين السلام
of the pilgrimage of Lady Fatima Masuma. Dear brothers, dear sisters, there have been many traditions from the Imams about the rewards awarded to those who perform the pilgrimage of this noble lady, Lady Masuma, some of which are mentioned here. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, has said, a lady from my children by the name of Fatima will be buried in the city of Qom. Whoever visits her and visits her shrine will certainly be admitted to heaven. Imam Sadiq also has said, visiting her earns heaven. Imam Ar-Riza has said, whoever visits her shrine, while knowing and being aware of her high status, the reward for him will be heaven. Imam Reza, Lady Masuma's brother, has also said, be aware, whoever visits me in a state of purity after doing ghusl, he will come out of sin and become cleansed, purified of sin, as if he has just been born from his mother. Therefore, it follows that the same purity is obtained from performing the pilgrimage of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her.
Al-Imam al-Ridha, his sister, he told one of his companions by the name of Sa'd ibn Abdullah al-Qummi. He was one of his great companions that lived in the city of Qum. He told him one day that in Qum, in your city, you know there's a huge personality. There's a noble lady. There's a saint that is buried. Sa'd said, do you mean Fatima, your sister? He said, yes. And then he told him, من زارها عارفاً بحقها. Whoever visits Fatima al-Ma'suma, my sister in Qum, عارفاً بحقها, while he knows, he has ma'rifah of the greatness of her position in the eyes of Allah, وجبت له الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow that person to enter paradise. Paradise will be earned for that person for going to the city of Qum and visiting. And finally, Al-Imam al-Jawad, he said, من زار عمتي فاطمة بقوم. Whoever visits my aunt Fatima in Qum, وجبت له الجنة. Then that person will earn paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want paradise, an easy way? Go to Qum, visit Fatima al-Ma'suma, and you will earn Jannah. وجبت له الجنة. Brothers and sisters, besides the 14 Ma'sumeen, Rasulullah, Fatima al-Zahra, and the 12 Imams, I don't know any personality that three Imams said about visiting their graves. If you go to their graves and you visit them, you will earn paradise. Not even a Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam. I'm not saying Sayyida Ma'suma is greater than Sayyida Zainab. Who's greater? Only Allah knows. But I'm saying there is no personality other than the 14 Ma'sumeen that three Imams said go and visit her and you will go to paradise. This shows you the position that she has in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like I said, عارفاً بحقها. Al-Imam al-Ridha tells Sa'd, if you go while you know the position of Fatima. What is the position of Fatima? There's a hadith from Al-Imam al-Sadiq where he speaks about visiting Fatima al-Ma'suma. And he says after that, he says, وَسَتَدْخُلْ بِشَفَاعَتِهَا جَمِيعُ أو سَيَدْخُلْ جَمِيعُ شِيعَتِنَا الْجَنَّةِ بِشَفَاعَتِهَا. He says that Fatima alayhi salam's position in the eyes of Allah is so high that Allah has given her the power of shafa'ah, intercession, such that her entire Shia, all the Shia of Ahlul Bayt, can enter paradise just through her shafa'ah. So this is the position of Fatima alayhi salam, Fatima al-Ma'suma.
That was all for today's special. Please keep us in your dua and supplication. And again, accept our condolences on the sad occasion, sad demise anniversary of Lady Fatima Masuma, peace be upon her. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Hello, dear listeners, and condolences to you all on a doleful day. Today, the 10th of Rabiul Thani, is the passing away anniversary of one of the noblest ladies of the Holy Prophet's blessed household. She was Hazrat Fatima Ma'suma, peace be upon her, the daughter of Imam Musa Kazem, peace be upon him, who, after a brief 17-day sojourn in the Iranian city of Qom, failed to recover from the fatigue of the long journey from Medina and departed for the ethereal heavens. On hearing this sad news, her brother, Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Reza, peace be upon him, who was in Khorasan, gave the tidings. Whoever visits her tomb, cognizant of her status, paradise is the reward.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners, because today is the anniversary of the demise of the sister of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, Hazrat Fatima al-Ma'suma, who is buried in the holy city of Qum. There are many virtues which have been narrated regarding this very noble lady, the sister of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. She holds a very high position amongst the children of the Aima alayhim salam, who are not infallible, who are not considered the Aima alayhim salam. One of those virtues has been related from her brother Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said the following. Imam Ridha alayhi salam said, "He who visits her," meaning visits her grave, "arifan bihaqqiha," and who has an awareness, who has a conscious of her right, meaning of her stature, of her virtue, Such a person, falahul jannat, will be deserving of heaven. Right? You know, this is one of the virtues which has been related from, regarding her. And in a very similar tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, so her grandfather, said the following: Satudfanu fiha, soon in that city, meaning the city of Qum, Satudfanu fiha imra'atun min awladi, a woman from amongst my children will be buried there. Tusamma Fatima, her name is Fatima. Faman zaraha wajabat lahul jannat, if somebody visits her grave, right, that person will deserve heaven. And this is interesting. Not only will the person who visit her grave be deserving of heaven, will deserve heaven, it has been mentioned that the visitation to her grave is actually equal to heaven. This is interesting. Meaning it's so virtuous that it parallels heaven, right? If somebody deserves heaven, it could be, a person could deserve a plot in heaven, a place in heaven. That doesn't necessarily mean that visiting her grave is equal to heaven in its totality, right? But in another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Anna ziyarataha tu'adilul jannat." The visitation to her grave, pilgrimage to her grave, is equal in virtue to heaven in its essence or its totality. Right? And Imam Ridha alayhi salam also said the following regarding visitation to her grave. He said, "Manzar al ma'asuma miqum kamanzarani." Visitation to her grave is equal to visitation to my grave in virtue, the grave of the infallible Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Many hadiths have been related in a similar fashion regarding the virtue of the visitation to her grave, and this indicates, right, her virtue and her noble character. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day, where we're looking at the virtue of the Lady Masuma here from the words of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, respected listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. And here we are again with some of our students from Sevier International School, Brother Hussein Rohullah and Fawad Haider and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. And I'm going to say hello to them, inshallah. Then we will be here with you with our next session. So, hello, Hussein Rohullah, how are you doing?
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm good. Hassan Nasrullah, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. So, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us. So, today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll be working on one of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, and we'll, inshallah, carry on. So, alhamdulillah, today, we are going to, inshallah, practice and work on Ayah 32 and Ayah 33 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So, make sure you stay with us, inshallah, till the end of this session. So, Hassan, Hussein, and Fawad, are you ready, inshallah, to listen to these two verses of the Quran Kareem from Surah Al-Baqarah?
Yes.
Let's go.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Qalu subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Qala ya Adamu anbi'hum bi'asma'ihim. Falamma anba'ahum bi'asma'ihim, qala alam aqul lakum inni a'lamu ghayba as-samawati wal-ard wa a'lamu ma tubduna wa ma kuntum.
Now I will be, inshallah, reciting the same as the previous sessions. You will be repeating. Is that okay? A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا
قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا
إنك أنت العليم الحكيم
إنك أنت العليم الحكيم
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم
فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم
فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم
قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض
قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض
إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون
إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون
أحسنتم ما شاء الله ما شاء الله. In the previous ayah we learned about the challenge, yes? So now we will take a look at who wins the challenge, okay? When Allah Almighty asked the angels, okay, to say the names, the knowledge, okay, to present their knowledge, okay, they said that we know nothing except the things that you have taught us, okay? Comparing to the knowledge that Allah Almighty had given to Adam, the knowledge that the Adam alayhi salam had, the human being, okay? So the knowledge of the angels were nothing. So, okay, Allah Almighty had especially blessed Adam alayhi salam, the human being, okay, with knowledge, divine knowledge. So the angel, when Allah Almighty asked them to present their knowledge, okay, say these names, okay? The names, the things that I have given to Adam, can you say them? If you're saying that, if you're claiming that you're better than Adam, so say this. Remember that Allah Almighty had given permission to the angels to talk, to ask questions. Otherwise, they will never do anything without the command or without the permission of Allah Almighty, okay? So, the angels, they say that, قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ, okay? لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا. We don't have any knowledge, okay? We don't have any knowledge. إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا, except what you have taught us. So we don't know these things that Adam know. It means we don't have that knowledge, okay?
Yes.
They said that, immaculate are you, or Subhana, glory to you, okay? We have no knowledge except what you have taught us. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. Indeed, you are the all-knowing. You are the all-wise. So look, the angels admit that Allah Almighty has the all knowledge, and Allah Almighty knows Adam is better than angels. Because he created them. He created him better than angels.
Yes.
So Allah Almighty has not created the, for example, whatever on earth or whatever in the skies for the angels. Rather, هو الذي خلق لكم. Allah Almighty created for us, for the human beings. Yes, Fawad is so much happy that, oh, Allah Almighty has created everything for me. But you have to be very much careful, okay? There is a reason behind this, that we have to get closer to Allah Almighty himself. Perfection, okay? That is the reason behind. So, then, قَالَ, in the next ayah, قَالَ يَا Adam. Now, Allah Almighty asks Adam alayhi salam, that, Adam alayhi salam, okay? And بِأُولِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ, you say these things that I have given you, okay? Say them to the angels. Let them know that you are better than them, okay? So, فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ, when the Adam alayhi salam, okay, informed them of their names, the names of the things that Allah Almighty had given the knowledge to Adam alayhi salam, okay? بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ, the angels accepted this, okay? They understood that, yes, Adam alayhi salam is better than us, okay? Then Allah Almighty said that, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, Allah Almighty said that, didn't I tell you that I indeed have the knowledge of the unseen in the heavens and the earth? Allah Almighty says that, didn't I tell you that I know everything, okay? I know who is better. I know who has the knowledge. I know who does not have the knowledge, okay? Then, وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ, and I know whatever you disclose, it means you do, like in public, for example. Whatever you do, not hiddenly, okay? And whatever you do hiddenly. So Allah Almighty knows everything. So who won the challenge? Who won the challenge? Fawad won the challenge. So human being, of course, okay?
Yes.
Won the challenge. So our superiority, again, I tell you, is and the divine soul that Allah Almighty has given. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ, and also what? The knowledge that Allah Almighty has given, okay?
So having more knowledge is equal to having more sawab.
Yeah, of course it is. But it depends on what knowledge.
Like the more good knowledge you have, the more sawab you have.
If you have a knowledge that kills humanity, instead of reward, you will have punishment.
And
The knowledge should be the knowledge that helps you go to perfection, get to perfection. That's that knowledge. So inshallah, in the coming session, we will be talking more about this, okay, about the story of Adam alayhi salam and the angels. The prostration. قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So now Fawad Haider, قالوا سبحانك. سبحانك, the first rule is the letter ba, which has like the qalqala rule, right? سبحانك. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا. This has a kind of you admit, okay, the angels admit that they have no knowledge. Look, how do I recite? قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا. لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. One of the key points in recitation is to remember or to take a look at the meaning of the ayah, at the interpretation of the ayah. So if you understand this well, you will understand how to recite. If you know this, you will understand how to recite, for example, okay? قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. This ayah doesn't have any special rule because we know all of them, okay? So let's go to the next ayah. قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئُهُمْ أَنْبِئُهُمْ. Again, that, what rule?
إِقْلَاقِ.
إِقْلَاقِ, it's easy. أَنْبِئُهُمْ. B.S. أَنْبِئُهُمْ. This is a new rule, okay, that we have not practiced. أَنْبِئُهُمْ. Mim sakin plus ba. When mim sakin plus ba we have, what rule is applied on mim?
إِخْفَى.
إِخْفَى. Yes. Mim sakin plus ba we have the rule إِخْفَى. أَنْبِئُهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. أَسْمَائِهِمْ, that wajib muttasil mad. فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ. Again. أَنْبَأَهُمْ. إِقْلَاب. هم ميم ساكن plus با. Again, إخفى. فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدونها. The rule قلقل is applied here as well. تبدون. If we are skipping, okay, the words in this ayah because we have practiced them a lot, okay, so we don't need to make time practicing them because they are easy. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ. كُنْتُمْ نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus تَا. Hussein?
نُنْ سَاكِنْ plus تَا is
the rule?
Is har.
إخفاء. إخفاء. Superb. إخفاء. Fawad, yes. Helped you. Give thanks to Fawad. So, كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ إخفاء. So, before we end the session, do you want to listen to these verses again?
Yes.
Okay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. قال يا
Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we practiced these two verses. And inshallah, I hope you refer to the Tafasir book. Again, I'm saying this. And also, practice the Tajweed rules. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us, brothers and sisters who are listening to us. Hussein, Hassan, and Fawad. See you inshallah in the next session. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International School. See you inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور. آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Ya Mawlaya, فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه.
Dear listeners, previously we reached this part of the Divine Kumail supplication. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, يا مولاي فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك. My protector, so how should he remain in the chastisement while he has hope for your previous clemency? أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك. Or how should the fire cause him pain while he expects your bounty and mercy? أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه. Or how should its flames burn him while you hear his voice and see his place? We concluded in the previous episodes that there are many Quranic verses and traditions implying that Almighty Allah has mercy upon all the servants. And anyone can gain Allah's material blessings by lawful attempts and with no hindrance. But the interesting thing is that the one should start, the supplicant and the servant should start in action, and he will see that his holy essence grants great blessings for few acts. That is why we have in many traditions that the infallibles say, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَسَلْ, avoid dullness and laziness. And in this episode, we will try to unfold one important aspect of our discussion. As you may remember in the previous episode, we mentioned that Imam Ali alayhi salam says and introduces one important key to salvation and mercy of the Almighty Allah is supplication. Now, Allah has placed in our hands as the servants two important keys through which we can unlock the treasures of His mercy and seek through them His provision and His bounties. These two keys are action and prayer. We introduced prayer in the previous episode sufficiently, but the point is that amal and dua, these two important elements, do not dispense with each other. Action does not dispense with prayer, nor does prayer dispense with putting effort. So, if there is a true supplicant, if there is a true believer, he does not confine himself to prayer to the exclusion of endeavor. We'll have a look at the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt after a short break.
My Lord, then how could he remain in torment when he hopefully relies upon your past forbearance, compassion and mercy? And how can the fire cause him suffering when he hopes for your grace and mercy? And how can its roaring flames char him when you hear his voice and see his plight?
Thank you, Allah, that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through. No
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So about these two keys of Allah's mercy, action and prayer, and the fact that these two do not dispense with each other, there is an advice to Abu Dharr from the Holy Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ is narrated to have said, O Abu Dharr, the example of he who supplicates without acting is that of him who shoots an arrow without a bow. Imam Sadiq has also said, the call of three people is rejected. A person who sits in his home and says, O my Lord, give me sustenance. It is said to him, did I not appoint for you the way to seek your provision? This is one of those three people whose request will be rejected. So it is not also correct to confine yourself to acting and forsake supplication. I mean, these two important keys have been introduced by the Ahlul Bayt to be together. This is what will cause true hope in the person. And of course, it will, God willing, open the doors of Almighty Allah's mercy for the servants. The Holy Prophet ﷺ is reported to have said, indeed Allah has servants who do righteous deeds, so He subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them of His mercy. And there are others who sincerely ask Him, so He grants them. Thereafter, He will gather all of them in the heaven. So those who performed good deeds shall say, Our Lord, You gave us because we acted righteously. But why did You give to these people? He subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, These are My servants. I gave you your provision and your reward without wasting any of your deeds. These people besought Me, hence I gave them and I enriched them. And this is My grace. I give it to whosoever I desire. Allah the Exalted has made prayer a means for compensation for the inadequacy of our efforts. So the human beings would not be deluded with what they have been given of power and strength and with the efforts they have put in. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need You by my side. I wish to be close to You throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. English Radio.
questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about the proofs that we can say confirm the authenticity and divinity of the Holy Quran. This is something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not men. Okay, what are your proofs for that, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that we have plenty of reasons and arguments that Noble Quran is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually it is a glorious Noble Quran, divine revelation by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the heart of Noble Prophet Muhammad. Each and every sentences and, you know, even letters of Noble Quran are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and divine. There is no alteration occurred in the verses of Noble Quran, no omission and no addition in the verses of Noble Quran. And of course, we have plenty of reasons for that. But I ask my dear listeners to go directly to the Noble Quran and have a look at it.
Yes.
I think by studying and reciting the verses of Noble Quran, everybody can easily understand that these words cannot be man-made. Mm-hmm. Please, in the beginning, have a comparison between the verses of Noble Quran and many other novels, I don't know, man-made, writings and books. Have a little comparison between these two, books. Easily you come to this conclusion that these divine verses of Noble Quran are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are divine, not man-made.
That's right.
In the verses of Noble Quran, for example, we have that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَلَوْ كَانَ مَنْ عِنْدَ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If it was not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you could not find a lot of discrepancy in the verses of Noble Quran.
Yes.
And you know that it is one of the proofs that verses of Noble Quran are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and are divine.
Right.
You know that if you go to the man-made writing, you could find a lot of discrepancies, a lot of differences, you know. And of course, it is natural for human being to have these kind of flaws and deficiencies.
Yes.
But if you go to the verses of Noble Quran, you cannot find even